two brothers have become the latest casualties of near daily confrontations between Palestinians and Israel's military. They leave behind another family broken with grief and another Palestinian community angry and frustrated. Israel's military says Dafa and Jawad Rimawi were in an area where stones and petrol bombs were being thrown at a patrol.
The Israeli occupation forces fatally shot Jawad. His brother Dafa tried to save him. He called for help. Witnesses heard him calling for an ambulance, but the Israeli forces shot him in the chest.
The youngest, Dafa, was at university studying IT. Hundreds of his fellow students turned out to mourn the brothers as their bodies were taken for burial. This is the most violent year in the occupied West Bank for 16 years, according to the UN.
We've spoken with the international community to curb ongoing Israeli crimes against our people. We're determined to join international organizations and take perpetrators to the International Court of Justice.
In the West Bank's main city, Ramallah, there was a general strike to show solidarity with the latest victims of violence. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shatir says the upsurge in violence is a harbinger of things to come. He's referring to the new Israeli government, which will have in it for the first time far-right Jewish nationalist politicians in ministerial posts able to influence the daily lives of Palestinians living under occupation. That doesn't sound like a formula that will lead to the calming of tensions here. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Ramallah.